Ted Cruz, Democrat politicians, woke media trying to turn military into pansies. By Christina Wong on May 21, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in a tweet Friday, fired back at Democrats and woke media claiming he was attacking the United States military when he criticized the Army's latest recruitment campaign. "I'm enjoying lefty blue check marks losing their minds over this tweet. Dishonestly claiming that I'm attacking the military. No. We have the greatest military on earth, but Dem politicians and woke media are trying to turn them into pansies," he tweeted. He added, "The new Dem videos are terrible," in reference to the recruitment campaign. The campaign consists of 5 anime videos highlighting soldiers who are either female, minorities, or both, and conspicuously does not include a white male. The Army recruitment video that has received the most attention features a young white female soldier who talks about growing up with 2 lesbian mothers and participating in pro-LGBT rallies. Cruz first weighed in on the video Thursday evening after it was featured in a tweet that compared it to a Russian recruitment video. The Russian recruitment video shows young men conducting tough physical and weapons training. Cruz tweeted, "Holy crap. Perhaps a woke, emasculated military is not the best idea." After Cruz's tweet, progressives attacked him and suggested he was criticizing the U.S. military or praising the Russian military. Wounded combat veteran Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEIL, tweeted, "Holy crap. Perhaps the U.S. senator shouldn't suggest that the Russian military is better than the American military that protected him from an insurrection he helped foment?" Progressive members of the military and veterans also went after Cruz. A number of them criticized him from anonymous accounts. "Since there are regulations in the military limiting political speech while serving in an active duty capacity." The soldier whose story was featured in the Army ad, Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, retweeted some of the criticism from her Twitter account, including a tweet that said, "Mil Twitter absolutely going in on some boomer FCK who cannot fathom that an organization can be inclusive and lethal at the same time." The account was anonymous, but its profile said, "All views are mine and don't reflect those of the Army." Mil Twitter is a reference to the group of mostly progressive veterans and service members on Twitter. Malone Lord also responded to a tweet from an Army officer mocking Cruz with, "For real. And I love the support. Very grateful that so many people have my six." The top enlisted leader of the Army, Sergeant Major Michael Grinston, then responded to her, "Thanks for being part of the team. This is not the first time Cruz has stoked the ire of progressive veterans and service members." Earlier this year, Cruz requested a meeting with senior military leaders after they took to Twitter to attack journalist and private citizen Tucker Carlson for criticizing the military on his political opinion show. Carlson had criticized the U.S. military for focusing on accommodating females while China was focused on building a larger navy, and progressive veterans and service members pleaded for senior military leaders to weigh in. Many of those leaders did, personally attacking Carlson and suggesting he could not criticize the military since he did not serve himself, which goes against the foundational American tenet of civilian rule over the military. House Republican lawmakers are also increasing their scrutiny of political bias in the military. Just this week, 24 Republicans, including the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, signed a letter demanding the reinstatement of an Air Force lieutenant colonel who was fired after warning about Marxism and critical race theory spreading in the military. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.